This is the PropTech VC Podcast. We give you unique insights into how innovative technologies are disrupting real estate. We interview top entrepreneurs, investors, and knowledgeable experts to share the inside scoop in this fast-moving industry. It's hosted by leading PropTech VC, Zane Jaffer. Let's dive into today's content.
You've leveraged the power of social media and having a large following to help figure out the product mix that you display, which is definitely a unique thing. See, with PropTech, what I tend to find is you've got a lot of tech people attacking the space, and tech people aren't necessarily the best designers.
Yeah.
Sometimes very complicated feature sets. And then you've got the real estate pure side, which is about, you know, getting things done quickly and putting buildings up. And what seems to be missing a lot of the time is the experience. See, PropTech, which is real estate technology at its core, is about many different themes. One of the themes that I think is essential is the experience. How we interact with physical real estate and what we do definitely comes down to internal atmosphere, and furnishings make a huge impact. You know, I'm saying this is my place right now. And it was completely bare when we walked in. And when I first came in, this place was staged marvelously, right? Put a lot of pressure on me to, you know, act quicker, because I thought, this is beautiful. What if someone else sees this?
Yeah.
And when I inherited the place, it was completely bare and empty. And that's when I realized, wow, it takes a lot of work to make a place really feel like an extension of
definitely,
who you are and represent you. So it's interesting to see that's the approach you're taking with Ruba.
Absolutely.
Now, how do you scale this? How do you go out and get customers? You know, your designs are marvelous, like I said, and that's why, you know, disclosure, I've invested in Ruba too. and how do you grow the company then? What is it next that you need to do?
Well, we're very much based on collaborations. That's our absolute aim. We feel like having a collaboration and having the different ranges with certain influencers, for example, is really paramount to who what we believe as a company, but also how we want to grow. So, you know, what we want to obviously do now, and as you'll see in the next couple of months, we're very excited about getting some incredible influencers on board. And, you know, for them, it's very impersonal. It's their home. You know, they're inviting, I don't know, 500,000 people into their home, and they want to make it something that they're proud of. So for us now to then say, okay, well, we want Ruba, we want you to be proud of your home because of Ruba, it has an emotional impact on that. And then what we want is people to really say, okay, wow, I love that home. Where do I get it from? And I really love the person because I respect them as an influencer, blah, blah, blah. So that's where we come involved. As we obviously move forward, you know, I don't want to disclose everything, but it's definitely something that we're looking for, is to really partner with fashion brands and to understand how can we become the fashionable element of interior design. And I've been in interior design for a long time. You know, I've been in it for 20 years. But what I believe is that the interior design and furniture industry is not yet as fashionable as you would say fashion is. There is something missing here. And I think that our brand, what we want to do is make some noise and say, well, no, your fashion is your home. And it starts from the home. So partnering with people that A, believe that, and B, want to portray that powerful message with our furniture is really paramount in our growth.